everyone, and thank you for tuning into the Don't Hate Instigate podcast. I'm Hanad.
And I'm Jemiah. On this podcast, we're going to be talking about celebrities and their drama, fashion, trends, and how they influence people.
And on this episode, we'll be talking about early 2000 trends.
Okay, so the first one are aggressively gelled and frosted tips, which is like their hair. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't like it. I don't like the look of excessive hair gel hairstyles. You know, like when like people like put hair gel in their hair to like make the spikes.
Uh-huh.
And like they like blow dry. Like they blow dry it to like make it stay. I don't like how that looks.
Yeah, I've only seen those in movies. I haven't seen like an actual like real life person do that. Like,
oh no, I haven't seen it in real life. But yeah. It'd be like on my TikTok sometimes. Like, this kid, he's, like, always in his bathroom, and be having, like, 10 little spikes in his hair, and
I see that sometimes.
Yeah, and, like, they stick. I don't like the way it looks. Like, to me, you know, no hate to the people who do it. I just feel like it's dirty.
I just wouldn't do it. Me, personally, I wouldn't do it.
And that it's, like, a waste of product, because you gotta put a whole bunch of gel in your hair to, like, make it stay. I don't know. I just think it's a waste. And I'm not a fan of the look.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't think it, like, from the 2000s to now, I don't think it's, like, that excessive. Like, I don't think people do it that much. But I feel like it was most definitely more of a early 2000 thing and, like, not a present thing.
Yeah, I feel like it just looks so bad. I don't think people do it in the present. No offense to people who do it, but
it's not something I would do.
I'm definitely not doing that.
I most definitely don't agree.
Yeah.
With that kind of hairstyle. Mm-mm. Okay, the next topic would be like bandages as accessories. And that was like a trend. Like it became popular. Like I want to say 2021, people would just like wore bandages on their faces. I never understood it. Did I do it? For like a day. But I never understood it. That's probably a trend that I just hopped on. Because, like...
I never did that. I thought it looked dumb.
It does look dumb. It looks very dumb. Like, I don't get it.
You don't got a cut, you're not bleeding, and you got a band-aid on your face.
I don't know why people did it. I don't know why putting a bandage on your face was an accessory to, like, go with your outfit. But I feel like it got, like, really out of hand if you, like, saw a person with maybe, like, two bandages on, like, each side of their face.
That's too much. That reminds me of, like, the football thing where they put the black stuff on their cheeks.
Yeah. But honestly, I thought that's what maybe it was for, you know, like, for, like, the football stuff. Because, like, sometimes people didn't put bandages. It was, like, tape. So that's what I thought. But just straight up wasting a band-aid to make an accessory. But then I also thought people did it to like make others think they was hurt. See, I didn't do it for that reason. I did it because everybody else did it. Yeah.
When I was younger, somebody I looked up to, I don't know if it was like an accessory or if he actually needed it.
Yeah.
But he used to have one on his nose.
Mm-hmm.
But then he would take it off. Like you would see him with it and without it. And I kind of wanted to do it. I wanted to do it then, but I didn't. I just didn't do it at all.
You didn't do it at all?
No, I haven't done it. I haven't had a band-aid on my face.
Will you ever put a band-aid on your face just because?
No, I wouldn't.
No?
Nope.
I don't want to be the only one, so I think you should.
I think you're going to be the only one.
But I think that's something that shouldn't be brought back into 2023. It should just stay in the past. And putting band-aids on your face as an accessory or any part of your body that is not needed, you should get canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Canceled.
You should have some serious consequences for that.
Cancel culture. Okay.
Alright, what's next?
Next, jeans under dresses.
I've never seen this in my life before.
You never seen jeans under dresses?
No, I have never. Have you?
I don't want to say never because I'm not sure.
I've never seen
But, like, it's never. Most definitely in, like, the early movies. You know? Like.
No.
No?
I've never. See, like, usually, like, someone would say never, but this is a time where I could say never, because I've never heard that. I've never seen it, and I've never heard someone say.
Okay, well, like, what do you think of the picture? Like, do you feel like
no,
it's most definitely...
She has...
You don't think it's something that should, like, you know, come back, everybody pop
no,
out in some jeans and dresses?
No, it shouldn't come back. I didn't know it was there at first. It should not come back. If someone wears that...
I don't think this has popped up in, like, Gen Z style or, like, early... No, late 2000s. I don't know if this has, like, come back.
I would never go out...
You wouldn't go... I mean, of course you wouldn't go out the house with...
If I was her, I wouldn't go out the house with a dress and jeans on. That's,
like,
two different looks.
You know, maybe, like, sometimes when you, like, getting into fashion, you gotta, like, mix it up, you know?
That's too much mixing up.
That's too much mix up?
Yes.
Well...
With the green... A pink dress with blue jeans with a green bag is too much.
It's all about color, you know? It's all about... What is it?
Do they match? No, they don't.
Greens and pink match? Green and pink does match. That's literally Wanda and Cosmo.
This is not Cosmo. This is a... I don't even know. That's like an emerald green. That's not even emerald. It's a dark emerald green. It's a ew.
It's ew?
Yes, it's ew.
Okay, well, I don't know. I sound like I'm, like, you know, very much pro jeans and dresses, but...
You sure do.
But I'm not. You know, like, I wouldn't personally wear it, but I feel like if you pull it off, you know, then... It can be something really nice, but
no.
It's nothing. But it's nothing that has been brought back. I don't feel like people do dresses and jeans anymore.
Well, I mean, like, if you wear like a dress
mm-hmm.
with some black tight jeans, skinny jeans, it could look like you have leggings on. This is baggy blue jeans.
Okay, so it depends on the jean.
Like, okay, let's say someone's wearing a black dress.
Yes.
And then they're wearing black skinny jeans.
Yeah.
It would kind of... It would look like it's tight.
Okay.
It wouldn't look like
well,
blue
all...
jeans that are baggy and cover her whole ankle. Well, and go all the way down to her heel.
Well, it wouldn't look... well, some skinny jeans don't look like leggings because of, like, the materials, like denim.
I mean, yeah, but from far away, you wouldn't be able to see that.
From far? Okay. Well, I don't know. I'm not against it, but I'm not the type to wear it because I don't think it's my style. But it's most definitely not coming back.
Hmm.
I think it. I feel like people do it, but not as much as early 2000s. You know, it had its time, but it's very much removed off of the fashion timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad it is.
You glad? Okay. The next topic is invisible eyebrows. How do you feel about invisible eyebrows?
Looking at this picture, ew.
Ew?
Actually, I thought she didn't have any eyebrows, but she has eyebrows. She just dyed it the same color as her skin.
See, I feel like...
What is the point of that? Why?
Why?
Then
you
look weird.
Okay, I don't mean this, like, in any kind of disrespectful way. But you know how, like, with this example, I feel like they made...
Mm-hmm.
They made their eyebrows the same color as their skin. I feel like that's rude to the people with, like, is it alopecia? Like, people that can't grow their hair at all. And I feel like you making it seem like you don't have eyebrows is, like, mimicking people who actually don't have eyebrows. Or is that...
Oh, that's not what I was thinking. I was thinking, like... Like ginger people, like their eyebrows, it doesn't look like they have eyebrows.
Or,
because, like, their hair is ginger. It's like blends it with their skin. Or, like, blonde people.
Or, albinos who, like, have very light skin and their eye, and, like, and all of their facial hair or just body hair is, like, really, really light. I feel like invisible eyebrows are, like, mimicking those kinds of people. I don't know. I'm not for the invisible eyebrows.
I feel like there wasn't many thought going into this.
They were,
like,
just doing stuff.
They were like, let's just color our eyebrows the same color as their skin, just for fun.
You know,
just to have a little bit of fun.
I feel like they was probably going blonde and they had extra dye. And they was like, where else should I put this,
like,
so I don't waste it?
Let's do rock, paper, scissors to see if I dye my eyebrows or not.
Yeah. But you know, like, people, like, they did that with their eyebrows and their eyelashes. So, like,
see, eyelashes
like,
is dangerous, because how are you supposed to blink?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Crazy people? Would you do that?
No, of course not. I'm not... Okay, I would not do invisible eyebrows or invisible eyelashes.
Would you dye your eyebrows?
No.
I want to keep my eyebrows the same color.
Okay.
What?
Okay. Yeah. The next topic.
Yeah.
Is laced clothing.
Laced
so
clothing.
Like jeans that are laced from the sides, from the front, shirts that are laced from the front, from the sides, from, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you think of jeans that are laced from like the sides?
The sides? Actually, I had jeans that needed to be, I guess, tied, but they weren't laces. They were more like chains.
Huh?
So instead of like the laces, they had like chains. It was like, you know, like,
so you tie chains.
Yeah.
On your jeans.
Okay, like, you know, like a necklace.
Yeah.
You know, like necklaces.
Mm-hmm.
And like how they're like small chains. That's what the pants had. And like you like crisscross them. And I would never get another pair because they hurt. Like if you move the wrong way, your skin would get caught. And it would like pinch it. It was very uncomfortable.
I don't know why someone would buy that or wear that.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on the, since you already had pants that were laced up from the side.
Yeah.
What about jeans that were laced up from the front?
Jeans?
These just look ugly to me. Both of them do.
Jeans?
Jeans that were laced up from the front.
Oh, I don't like, no. That looks horrible. Like where the zipper is? No.
Why would you have
no, I'm not
laces
a fan.
Instead of zippers? What if you need to like pee?
Yeah.
You can't take a, like,
right?
You have to untie everything.
Yeah. Yeah. See.
You gotta go in the bathroom.
It was
like,
just.
Minutes early.
It was just a moment. I don't think. I feel like if you look at fashion now, you wouldn't see that a lot. But I feel like.
Thank goodness.
But when it like comes to pants, you don't really see it them being laced up a lot. But I will not all pants. Like more so. Stretchy kind of materials, so like leggings or like, yeah, like leggings when like,
oh yeah, I've seen them,
people like go out
tied from the sides.
Yeah, they like tied from the sides. I feel like that's being brought back.
I mean, that looks better than this,
but like in the front, no. But lace shirts, they're back in style. I don't like them.
They very are. They very much are.
Yeah. Do you like them
from the front? No.
Yeah, no.
I don't think there should be. Oh, I mean, I don't like the picture.
You don't like this picture. Okay.
There might be some that are nice. There
yeah.
might be some jeans. I mean, not jeans. Jeans should not have laces on them. Leggings is fine.
Okay.
Or pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those are fine. But jeans? Jeans need a zipper or a button. I mean, a zipper and a button.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And that's it. So what about lace shirts? How do you feel about lace shirts? Are they
I don't like laces
on
shirts.
Okay, no laces on shirts.
I wouldn't wear laces.
I wouldn't wear laces on shirts the way it's shown in this picture because I just feel like that's just too much being shown. And I'm not a fan of all of that being shown. I don't like it.
Now this picture is too much laces.
Too much lace. So it's basically a skirt.
No, it's not a skirt. It's not even connected. It's not even a skirt.
What is it?
It's two pieces of fabric. they're not even connected. They're connected by... She had to put a string to connect them. It's just two pieces of fabric. This is not...
I feel like people think... I feel like that's time consuming.
Yes, and I feel like people think this is creative. This is not creative at all. This is ugly.
But to some people, it might be creative. Some people might be like, oh my gosh, I want... a laced up quote unquote skirt.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan of lace clothing.
Yeah, I'm not. What do you think about a classy fedora?
I don't know what a fedora is.
It's this hat that this guy's wearing.
Oh, the hats?
Yeah, like, I feel like it's a Michael Jackson hat, kind
of. You know, when I think of that hat, have you ever watched Matilda? Like the old one?
No. I don't think so. I don't remember.
Okay. Anyways, in Matilda, her dad had a fedora, and she glued the hat, and he put the hat on, and it got stuck to his head, and it like, and it like made rashes all over his forehead, and he was white.
It ripped his skin off.
No, but like it had like burns on it. Well, like
how it got burns from glue.
It was like. Car glue or whatever. It was like he worked at this really bad car repair shop, and he put like this really bad glue on the cars, and he like stuck it on, acting like it was all brand new. And she put that glue on his hat, and it like made rashes. That's the only thing that reminds that I know of a fedora. I don't even know if that hat was a fedora, but it looks like it.
I know like Michael Jackson used to wear. Well, when I think of a fedora, I think of Michael Jackson.
You think of Michael Jackson?
Yeah, that's what I think of.
Oh well, do you like them or no?
They're okay. I wouldn't wear it.
You wouldn't wear it?
I don't wear hats.
No, you don't. Well, you wear baseball caps, but not really.
I mean, I'm trying to. I'm trying to get into that.
Trying? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, last one. Low-rise jeans.
I don't really have an opinion on them. I don't wear jeans, so I don't have an opinion on those.
I want more low-rise jeans. The only thing is I feel like if I bent over just a little bit, my boot would crack out. And I don't like that.
Then don't.
I don't like that. But like they
just make sure you don't gotta. But you like don't bend over.
But like they look so nice. I hate feel like high they rise. Look old.
I don't like them.
Really?
I feel like they make you look like old.
But like I feel like it's just so chic and popping.
I think the opposite way.
You think? I hate high rise. How do you feel about high rise?
I like those better than low rise.
I'm a low-rise person, or, like, normal. Extra high-rise above the belly button is too much. If the jeans are above the belly button, that's just too much work. But I feel like low-rise...
I don't have an opinion
on this. I feel like now it would be considered... I feel like it would be put in the category of maybe Y2K. I don't know. I feel like Y2K is, like, really baggy. With, like, ultra star designs. But... But I think low rises are coming back into style.
They are.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, thank you for tuning in, guys. That's it for this episode. This was a nice episode one. And this was a good talk about early 2000s trend.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.